I'm Neil McDonald. I'm here with federal New Democrat candidate Mark LaFerriere. Mark, what was going on today?
Well, we're at the Station Coffee House and Gallery, where we meet every single weekend to go do canvassing. But this canvass was a special one. Despite the weather being as bad as it was, it's wet, it's cold, it's rainy, we had 7 volunteers come out today. And what we decided to do was a small business canvass. So we have these surveys, because we're really looking at small business. People say, small business, what do they want? And a lot of times people rely on ideologies. Well, we don't want to do that. We want to rely on data. And the way to get that data is simple. It's not as complicated as it sounds. It's just go out and talk to people. Go out to talk to people who are in our community, because our community has specific needs when it comes to small business that other communities don't. So we've taken our survey and we've hit small businesses across the community to ask them what the issues are, how the government's helping, how the government's hurting, things that they're doing well, things that they're doing poorly, and it's been very, very interesting.
And what kind of results were you seeing from these surveys?
Well, we're seeing that business owners in this community, small business owners, they're working really hard, but they feel that this theme keeps coming up, which is biggest companies around, the biggest factories and the biggest retailers and, the biggest competitors for these guys, biggest food joints, they're getting all the breaks, whether it's in communication with the government, whether it's finding out about specific tax breaks, whether it's in grants. One person said this, it was really interesting, it's easier to get a $100,000 loan than it is to get a $10,000 loan. And that's something that really affects their business. So that was one of the themes. The other was about affordability. Small businesses are just like consumers. They're getting nickel and dimed. You look at these small businesses and they're rising energy costs. They're rising heat and hydro, fuel, shipping. This is affecting them. This is affecting what they're able to do. So we're looking at these issues and we're saying, well, those are New Democrat issues. People have this misconception that New Democrats are somehow against business and against small business in particular. And I say that's just horse pucky, for lack of a better term. If you look at New Democrat governments like the one in Manitoba, it's the first jurisdiction in the country where there's no small business tax. So if you're a small business in Manitoba, zero small business tax. That's incredible. And that actually helps small business. Instead of giving these unfair breaks to the biggest companies, the biggest polluters, and ignoring the little guys, these little guys are the ones that are helping our economy locally. They're the ones that are staying through thick and thin. They don't take a tax cut and set up business in Honduras. They stay here and they employ people here, and it's really important to give them the credit they deserve, but also give them the services and the breaks that they deserve and they need to create better business for our entire community.
And why is it important to reach out, especially here in Brant?
Well, when we look at what's happening in Brant, we see that some small businesses are starting up again, but hey, they're overregulated. I give you an example. You look at in the meat industry, we talked to a deli today, and they were talking pretty openly about how, Schneider's and Maple Leaf and those places, they're responsible for things like listeriosis. So regulations come in, really powerful regulations, but these regulations treat the little guys the same as the big guys. So, it costs them $50,000 to put a smoker up. They can't afford that. They can't afford that at all. But these bigger companies can absorb those costs. If you look at the HST and how it was handed out, to some of those businesses, it's helpful, to some of those bigger ones. But to these little guys, they're just getting dinged on this. Like, so many things have gone up. And on top of that, you're having consumers have less money day to day, which doesn't help local economies. So these are really important issues for a riding like Brant.
And last question, what's next? Where do we go from here?
Well, we're asking people to, especially small business owners, to come out and get in contact with us to fill out one of our surveys, or if they want to talk about the issues here. And I have to stress, too, these are consistent issues we've been hearing for the last 2 years of the campaign, not just the last 2 days. So we're asking people to reach out at 519-751-9111, or they can contact me directly at Mark, M-A-R-C, at brantndp.ca, or check out our website, www.brantmark.ca. And we're asking these folks to send us an email, and we'll make sure that they get a hold of our survey so that they can actually have a say in where the policy goes and what our local community needs. It's not just about a one-way discussion. It's a two-way discussion between our small businesses and us.
That's great, Mark. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you. It's been a pleasure talking with you.